In this screencast, I'm going to show you how to get started in creating a ball watch in Silverlight. We're going to start on the Expression site, expression.microsoft.com. And on this site, we're going to go to the gallery and download the Trainmaster Cannonball watch. So if you search for Trainmaster, you will find the first result is the Ball Trainmaster Cannonball watch. This is the entire source code for a working Silverlight watch, which would be an example entry in the Ball Watch Silverlight contest. This is fully functional. This is the level of detail that would be necessary to enter the contest. Now, this is actually all the source code for this Silverlight application, in addition to a user custom control that can be skinned to create your own watch as a starting point. All of that is in this downloadable sample. We're going to save this to our computer. And once we've saved that, we're going to save the files all to our hard drive. And I'm going to extract this to cball4. And now I'm going to create a new project in Expression Blend. So this is Expression Blend 4, and I'm going to create a new project. It's going to be a new Silverlight 4 project. And it's going to be a Silverlight application. And I press OK. And I'm going to do it in C Sharp. Now, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to add the assembly for the ball watch control. So we're going to do this by we're going to click on the references and we're going to add a reference to the directory where we downloaded the code to. And there is a bin folder. In this build bin folder, there is a ball watch library assembly. You add this reference to that assembly, and once that's added, you can start searching for the chronograph control. So if I search for CHRON, I will see the icon for this control. And I can drag that into my application. Once that's in the application, I'm going to do a couple things to modify its placement and the background. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to select the layout route. I'm going to set its background to black. The next thing I do, I'm going to select the chronograph, and I'm going to reset its margins by clicking on this white box to the right of the margins in the layout category. And now I have positioned where I want. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start skinning the control. And what this means is I'm going to replace the Trainmaster Cannonball skin with the skin of the watch that I want to design. So the way that I would do this is I would go to Object, Edit Template, and we're going to edit a copy. And we're going to put this into a separate resource dictionary. Keeps it separate nicely. And let's just call this Fireman 2. Because I want to design the Fireman 2 watch. So, and let's just call this Fireman 2 style. So now, once I have created that style, what you're going to see is that all of the visual elements that go with that style, the buttons, the actual watch is within this whole watch section here. The parts that we don't want to edit, these are already locked for you. So, but the parts that we do want to edit and do want to change, we're going to actually just delete. So, for example, all of those pieces that we want to delete are all here. So we can just select all of those and delete them right here. The next thing I want to do is I want to take one of the take the Fireman 2 image and paste it into and drop it into this design so I can use that to trace over. So I'm just going to save what I have now, and I'm going to go back to the SkyDrive, which has all the ball watch images. So I can look here at the ball watch contest watches, and this is just a PDF file which shows me what all the images are of all the watches. And I can look here and I see that the Fireman 2, that's NM2090 is the code on there. NM2090. So if I go back to Ball Watch USA and I go to the high resolution images, I should see the NM2090, and this is the Photoshop file that I'm going to use. And I'm going to download that. I'm going to save that to my desktop. And then what I'm going to do is, once that's downloaded, I'm going to import that into my project. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to select this watch section here as my parent, and then I'm going to File, Import Adobe Photoshop File to my download section, NM2090. And it's going to open up that Photoshop file with the image of that watch. And I'm going to press OK. And it's going to import it right here at the bottom. All I need to do is really drop this in underneath here. So I'm dragging this from where it's imported it, dragging it right to there. And then I'm going to just make this image bit smaller and resize it so that it is appropriate for the design that I'm working with. The next thing we're going to show is how to start creating your watch based on this, but before we do that, I'm going to take this image that I've imported here and I'm going to lock this in place, because I don't want to modify any of this. I don't want to move this around. The position of this now needs to really be fixed. And if I want to really trace over this, I don't want to modify this or move it around as I'm working with it. So by locking these in place, that helps us with that.